Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. I'm sitting down with Karen Eichen, Director of the Pella Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Pella Chamber Hall of Fame Awards that are coming up pretty soon here. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us.
Thank you for having me.
And jumping right into it, can you tell us a little bit about the background behind the awards?
Sure. The awards have been going on for decades now, and really the purpose of those is to recognize individuals or businesses in our community who have just done an outstanding job and really give them the recognition and the limelight that they deserve to have. Each year, we have several categories. This coming year, we're going to have 8 categories. And the award recipients will be given their awards and recognized at our annual meeting, which is not till February 22nd. But, of course, we need to do a little pre-work and have people nominate who they think is worthy of the awards and the selection process. So we do start that now before the end of the year. And we are asking anybody to nominate those that they think are in need of recognition for outstanding service or for leadership or for volunteerism, whatever it may be. Our 8 categories that we're going to have this year, we always have a Lifetime Community Service Award winner, and that is for service to the community over a lifetime. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all of that service here in Pella. We do have people that move in who have done great things in other communities as well. So just an overall Lifetime Community Service Award. We will have the Industry Innovator of the Year, and that is given to a company or an individual who has really changed the face of what they do, maybe introduced a new product, somehow marketed their product or their service in a new way, or really have done something to change their business. We'll have a Professional Leader of the Year. That is someone who has shown great leadership through creating new businesses, processes, activities. Maybe they've created a new employee benefit at their workplace that is really an example for others. We will have the Tourism Ambassador. That's an individual who has done great things and contributed to the success of tourism here in Pella. A Volunteer of the Year Award, and I know we have a lot of volunteers who are very deserving of that, so I would highly encourage everybody to submit a name for that. But anybody who has volunteered in any area throughout the year. We also have, and we've kind of added a little bit to this, a Retail or Service Business of the Year, a business that has just excelled at customer service, innovative marketing, maybe positioning their product in a different way. And then we will also have our Education Innovator, and this is one we've changed a little bit over the years. We have in the past always recognized somebody for their outstanding education over a lifetime, how they have touched so many students. And the unfortunate part of that is we have a lot of teachers who do retire and have done great things, and we're only able to really recognize one. And, you know, that's sometimes leaving out some very, very qualified people. So we're going to change that a little bit this year, and we're going to go to an Education Innovator Award. And this is going to be given to somebody who has implemented new and unusual strategies, maybe utilized technology in their teaching, had some different programs and ideas that were completely outside of the box, outside of the textbook, and really engaged students. So everybody be thinking of who that may be. And then the other one we added this year is going to be given to a young professional of the year, somebody in their 20s and 30s who has shown tremendous leadership, growth, and ingenuity in their position. We really want to recognize them and show that, you know, those right out of school or in their early working career can really do great things.
For people looking to nominate someone, what is the process that they go through to do that?
We have forms that will be or have been published in our newsletter, which is inserted into the Town Crier in December. We'll again do that in January, and those will be coming out in 2 weeks. We will also have it available on our website for download, or they can stop in. Real simple form. We just ask you who the person is, why they should be nominated and recognized. And those should all be back to our office by January 20th. So we got a little lead time. We'd like to give everybody that to kind of think about who they come into contact throughout the year and who would be deserving in each of these categories. But yeah, if nothing, they can call our office and we can send a form as well.
Are you limited to nominating only for one category or one thing?
No, you can nominate several people for one category. You can nominate someone in any category. You can even nominate yourself if you would like to. And it is not limited to chamber members that have to be the nominator. So really, it is open to anybody to be nominated.
The final selection process, what are your criteria for selecting the recipients of these awards?
We have a committee that reviews the applications first, us individually, and then we come together and talk about that as a group, kind of compare notes, really talk about everybody's history. Everybody knows everybody a little differently, so it's really nice for everyone to give their input on that. And that basically we come to consensus of who is most deserving, and we do award them that accolade.
So as you said, January 20th is the submission deadline for nominations, and the awards will be announced in February, you said?
The awards actually will be announced prior to our annual meeting, so they'll come out in early February, but we will actually recognize them and give them their award at our annual meeting on February 22nd, and that will be a luncheon held at the Opera House from 11:30 to 1. And just for a little bit of information, tickets are available at our office, and they're $15, includes lunch.
Well, thanks again so much for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Karen.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.